I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So I have two things about Friday, because that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed watching you guys do your thing. It was really cool.
Yeah, man, it was a great time. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. Now, Ted, did you share all the treats?
Prank caller.
I can answer no. Well, now, are you the dude that rolled up to me and told me this?
No, I gave it to Ted, yes. And Ted, I gave Ted a bunch of joints that he was supposed to share with you guys.
Well, look, last year somebody gave me the joints to share and I didn't. And so that guy said, hey, that was you.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, okay, because he even told me, he said, I did not give them to you because you did not share. I gave them to Ted, and then I forgot until this phone call. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I didn't even think about it Friday or Saturday, and then Sunday we were sitting there, and I was like, dude, I got a whole pack of joints here. Let's smoke one after every quarter.
Brock, this is what you need to understand. If you give one of us joints, that person's going to smoke them all.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in years, Brock.
It's tough on Friday. If they're like individual tubes, that was like a five-pack. So
yeah.
I wasn't going to break it open on stage.
Of course.
And then like Miles left before I even saw him, so I was just like, all right,
Brother,
got him.
I get it, because you know me.
Yep.
Okay, the other thing was, though, so I'm not a lager drinker because I love your guys' IPA. I'm always drinking those. So I had a cup of those lagers with my girl and stuff, and we both had the worst gas that night. It was just terrible.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad we could supply that for you.
Glad to help.
Yeah, no, it was like the next morning. It was not fun.
Okay.
All right, so this is back when I was a kid. I'm 12, leaving junior high school. Me and a buddy, we play sports and stuff, so we're not like fighters or anything, but, you know, we're known throughout the school and whatnot. And one day we're leaving school, and we run into this kid that's, he's kind of a nerdy kid, on his paper route. And he has his papers with him and everything. And my buddy Brad jokingly goes, oh, you got money on you? We want your money. And he was just joking. And all of a sudden, this kid wails off and knocks us both down to the ground and then just takes off. And we had no idea what's coming, and it was just boom, boom. It was like, oh, my God.
That's funny, man.
A rolled-up newspaper to the head. That would hurt.
Man, I'm telling you, a rolled-up newspaper is a weapon.
You don't even realize how much that can hurt until you get hit with one.
It was strange, though, because, like, the next day we get called into the school and stuff, and because he went to the school and brought it up, and then we never saw him again after that. He ended up, like, leaving school and whatnot. We felt really bad about the situation, so, yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're just joking. Wow, man.
Yeah. It was a joke, yeah.
Don't mess with that kid's money. That is what everyone learned that day.
Yeah, right. It's understood at that point. Like, don't even joke about his money.
Wait, you might think he's
the
nerdy,
kid is dead serious.
He's got a job. You don't.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, man. I don't know. But yeah, newspaper. God damn. It's my dad who always said that. Like, if you got a newspaper, you can blah, 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 blah. And I never saw him fight with the newspaper. But the one time my brother was cornered by a dog, big ass dog. We're going to go through the whole story. But I'm in the house with my father. He just looks at me, shakes his head. But he rolled up the newspaper. I see him disappear down the driveway. And you just hear, whoop, boom. Dog stopped barking, whatever. My brother's walking back to the house, and my dad is all sniffly. And I'm like, what happened? And my brother's like, Dad walked out with the newspaper, did not say anything. Just raised his hand up over his head, brought the newspaper down on this dog's head. Done. That dog dropped to the ground, unconscious, right? It's like, for real? He's like, yeah. The dog survived.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother's like...
And there's certain times not to joke about robbing people.
Well, yeah.
I've been a part of that joke once where my friend was buying weed. This was back in D.C.
Oh,
the
no.
dude's sitting there, and one of them goes, we could just rob him. And I was like, I mean, it got so serious so quick. And I remember, like, the dude was scared. I was scared. I was like, tell me we're not going to rob this guy.
Right.
Jesus. Like, I want to get out of here. And he's like, no, I'm just playing. I was like, not funny.
No, man, we're
already buying
a drug
weed
transaction.
That's illegal. Like, we're 19.
Yeah, don't.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.